safety out
there.
But
if you're in a radiation area, then you wear the proper clothes and mask and booties,
mm-hmm.
rubber booties over your shoes, and gloves. And this is if you're in a radiation area, but most of it's not that. Most of the test site is just rural construction.
Right.
Nothing radioactive to hurt you.
Right.
We went back, we did reentry in the tunnels, then you dress up. They shoot the bomb, and then a few hours later they've got all their readings and they know that it's done. And then we would go in mm-hmm. and recover certain experiments that were passive, that were left there in order to. You see, most of the experiments, they would read on coaxial cables.
Mm-hmm.
They would read some reading in a trailer somewhere. These are all electronic signals.
Right.
But some experiments are passive. That is, they would put a piece of metal in there, mounted in a certain way, and it receives a certain dose of radiation, and then they want to recover that metal and see what happened to it. That passive tests. And so they had some passive tests.
Wow.
And those were recovered after the shot by people going in.
Okay.
And then we also mined back at Marshmallow. We mined back to Ground Zero. That made another tunnel back to go to Ground Zero. And that was the first time we used anything to protect people that I know of. In Area 12, they would let people go in there and get exposed to the radiation. You carry a dosimeter and you have a film badge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get too much radiation, you more than they... If you get up to a certain level, then they won't let you work there anymore. And it's red every day. In a reentry, it's red immediately. But every day, when you're working in there, in a radioactive area.